We're on a short break for Diwali, but we'll be back next week with regular programming. But we got you covered this week. In the week that went by, the 2024 Grammy nominations were announced, so we thought it would be timely to revisit this conversation from February, in which we discussed the Grammys, why Indian artists aspire to win them, and if such awards continue to hold the relevance they once did. P.S. If you're listening on Spotify, we have a poll just about this. If we get some interesting answers, we'll be sure to share them on next week's episode. Until then, happy listening.
I saw this Instagram post where King talked about, you know, his plan for world domination, and the last one of it, I think it's like his Apple Watch or something, and it's got like the Grammy icon on it. And obviously, you know, saying a lot without saying, with actually saying it outright. But I find it interesting that a lot of Indian pop artists especially still have aspirations to win a Grammy, especially since Grammy is like not even that relevant anymore. You have people like Drake and The Weeknd who actually have been withdrawing their, you know, submissions. I mean, like withdrawing the entries when they get nominated because they feel that they have been wronged by the Grammys in the past. In that sense of validation, I find it interesting that a lot of, you know, Indian artists do seem to want that from like the Recording Academy. And the funny thing is that, you know, what are the chances of them being even nominated in the main categories, right? I mean, right now you have like this global best global music performance, which for which, by the way, Anushka Shankar has been nominated for 9 times.
Yeah.
And she still hasn't won. You know, it's kind of ridiculous.
I was actually hearing an interview of hers on a podcast where she's talking exactly about this, is that every time you get nominated, you get this whole, you know, pour of, you know, support and joy for you saying, hey, you know, you're nominated. This is so huge. And, you know, it's a big moment when you get nominated and an announcement happens. But when the actual results come out and, you know, maybe you don't win, then it's a lot of, oh, you poor thing, you didn't win again. And she's like, you know, what I don't get is that song has existed before this news. That song will exist after this news. I will exist before and after this news. But the same track has gone from a point of joy to, oh no, you poor thing, you know. And she actually talks at length about how, you know, I think she's also experienced, like you said, many times, she's been nominated so many times that she sort of learned to like not put a lot of weight on external validation, right? And it takes a lot to get to that point. I think like we all need that validation at some point in time. So I do understand why for a lot of upcoming artists, that stamp of approval, you know, could mean a huge deal for them, you know. And
And you know, Anushka Shankar has been very gracious about this. She did perform again this year with Aruj Aftab. They were nominated for a song that they did, and they performed that song, but it was in the pre-ceremony. And the pre-ceremony actually was like it was really in the wee hours for us. Like I think their performance was around 3:30 a.m. And so, you know, it's like you're not even going to be, I mean, in the likelihood that you will get nominated for a Grammy, it's most likely going to be in the best global performance category. There was another Indian act, the Berkeley Indian Awesome, which was nominated for best global music album. And they didn't win, but Ricky Cage, who is nominated, who was, you know, who won for best new age album a couple of times, and this year won again for the same album, but in the best immersive audio category. I think you probably will have higher chances in a genre category than in the main category. Just imagine global music. It's like the entire world, you know, outside of the US and the UK, and I suppose the sort of English speaking countries. And so it's, I kind of find it strange that artists still want that validation from the Grammy. Of course, it doesn't matter how many people watch the performances, who sees it on social media the next day, right? I mean, it is, like you said, a stamp of approval. But I just find that, like, why put the Grammy there and maybe not put some other, maybe because we don't really have any other.
No, I think it comes down to brand building, right? Grammy has had years of brand building. There's a status symbol attached to it. So,
but are they relevant anymore? I mean, like, you know,
see, the thing is, right?
Are they relevant amongst the amongst
relevance
the TikTok
and perception
and,
are two different things.
Amongst the TikTok and Reels audience, that is really King's core audience. Like, how many of them care about the Grammys? I think they will care that he has been, like you said, if he gets nominated or if he was to win, it would be a huge deal. But the actual ceremony, I don't think many would watch.
Yeah. And see, I think, like I said, right, perception and relevance are two very different things, right? Sometimes you want to get something not because it is a growth metric driver, right? It's not necessary that you're going to win the Grammy and the next thing you know, you're headlining Coachella, right? That's not going to happen. Or you're not going to break every record on streaming services. In fact, like, actually, I was curious and I wanted to ask you, because you obviously are more keyed into the Grammys, is when you look at the charts and you see the Grammy winners, like...
The impact it has actually very, is lessened over the years. Like, right? Last year's winner of Best Album was this artist called John Baptiste, who had the highest number of nominations, and he actually won, you know, the biggest and the most talked about award of the night, which is the Best Album. But the impact that it had on his sales was relatively much lower than, you know, one would imagine. So I think that it really comes down to the artist and the building of the hype. I think you saw that happen up until a decade ago. You know, even the ratings for these awards ceremonies have been falling. But, you know, I mean, I'm all for any sort of recognition that celebrates artists. You know, maybe it would be great if there were more such platforms for artists to find themselves, you know, given that kind of status. It is a handful of things. I mean, you want to top the Billboard charts and you want to win a Grammy. I think these are the things that are on the bucket list of a lot of Indian artists.
You know, I think time will tell. Till then, there are actually the charts, which are a true reflection of what the people of any country truly want.